The first of the academic procession has arrived. Leading the procession is University Marshal, Professor Poppy McCloud. Following the University Marshal is the banner for the class of 2023. The class year banner bearers are Abigail McDermott and Cesar Cisneros. The class marshals are Vanessa Shim and Daen Yee. First to arrive behind the class banner are the PhD candidates of the graduate school. The symbol banner bearer is Akanch Mamidala. Candidates are led by Dean of the Graduate School and Vice Provost for Graduate Education, Catherine J. Bohr. The PhD banner bearers are Paul Lushenko and Felicity Emerson. The PhD degree marshals are Sylvia Chung and Matthew Comey. Once again, the PhD degree candidates from the graduate school. Next are the master degree candidates of the graduate school. The banner bearers are Divya Lakshmi and Ren Raidsa. The master degree marshals are Jenna Rose Franklin Martin and Shi Zong. The Weill Cornell Medical College in Qatar and Cornell Medical College in New York City have already participated in separate commencement ceremonies. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the master degree candidates from the graduate school. Thank you. Next are the candidates from the College of Veterinary Medicine, led by Dean Lauren D. Warnick, and college banner bearers Joyce Jin and Jenna Menard. The degree marshals are Megan Smith and Kelly Fish. The symbol banner bearer is Angela Liu. Next is the law school, led by law school dean of students, Markeisha Miner. The college banner bearers are Urshi Baig and Kylie Claire Shion. Degree marshals are Tasha Gottschalk Fielding and Ray Ting Chen. The symbol banner bearer is Christine O'Hanlon. Once again, the degree candidates from the law school. The degree candidates from the College of Arts and Sciences are now led into the stadium by Senior Associate Dean Michelle Smith and College Banner Bearers Jeffrey Backus and Pujita Sundar. Degree marshals are David Lynn and Riley Dorian. The symbol banner bearer is Arden Padpura. Once again, the degree candidates from the College of Arts and Sciences. Computing and Information Science, led by Dean Kavita Bala, and college banner bearers Jeffrey William Brand and Nagarin Kojaste. The degree marshals are Ellie Fossman and Chinasa T. Okola. The symbol banner bearer is Kerwin Chen. Thank you. Once again, the degree candidates from the Cornell Anne S. Bowers College of Computing and Information Science. Now entering the stadium, led by Dean Lyndon A. Archer, are the candidates from the College of Engineering. The college banner bearers are Fei-Fei Long and Ryan Shanta. The degree marshals are Adler Bruskin Smith and Courtney Golden. The symbol banner bearer is Julia Allen.
Thank you.
Once again, the degree candidates from the College of Engineering. Thank you. Now joining the procession are members of the university faculty, led by the Dean of the University Faculty, Eve DeRosa. The faculty marshal is Professor Drew Noden. Faculty. Now joining the procession are members of the university leadership, led by Provost Michael I. Kotlikoff, and members of the Board of Trustees, led by Chair Craig H. Kaiser. The faculty marshals are Professor Fred Schneider and Professor Rhonda Gilmore. At this time, the University Marshal, Professor Poppy McLeod, will escort the Mace Bearer, Professor Abigail C. Cohn, and Cornell University's President, Martha E. Pollack, to their places on the platform. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I am Professor Poppy McLeod, the University Marshal. As part of today's ceremony, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge that Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayokono, that is the Cayuga Nation. The Gayokono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayokono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayokono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. President Pollack, candidates for degrees from Cornell University have gathered for the conferral of degrees and to celebrate the commencement of the 155th graduating class of Cornell University. Members of the Board of Trustees, the faculty, university leadership, degree candidates, and guests are in their places. The assembly is hereby called to order. Please rise and join the Cornell University Chorus and Glee Club, accompanied by the Barbara and Richard T. Silver Wind Symphony in singing the Star-Spangled Banner. Please be seated. It is now my privilege to introduce Michael I. Kotlikoff, University Provost.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, family, friends, supporters, and most of all, the remarkable graduates of 2023. Graduates, on behalf of Cornell faculty and staff, congratulations. Congratulations on advancing your scholarship, including through some of the challenges of the past few years. Congratulations on coming together to learn and grow as a community of Cornellians. Congratulations on your well-earned degrees. And congratulations for all of your contributions to Cornell and to our community. We could not be more proud of what you have achieved in this beautiful and inspiring place. You've all had different journeys, but you've all worked hard and succeeded. You have fully earned the degrees that we are about to convey. And one more congratulations to all of your family and friends here today celebrating your success. And now it is my honor to introduce the 14th president of Cornell, professor of computer science, information science, and linguistics, Martha E. Pollack.
Good afternoon, graduates. You know, this is Ithaca, and that means more often than not when we have a graduation, it's raining and you're all sitting there getting soggy. And then I have to make some lame joke about how it's always sunny for graduation and so I need my sunglasses. No joke today, I need my shades. All right, we're set. Welcome to all of the graduates and to everyone who is here to celebrate the amazing class of 2023. Now, before I say anything else, I want to do something that I do at every graduation, something beyond putting on my shades. And this is very important. So even though I know you're excited, I need your focus for just one more minute, one last assignment before you get your degrees. Without yelling or cheering, that's the hard part, I want you to stand up and turn around. If it's hard for you to stand up, just turn around. Everybody stand up and turn around. No yelling yet. Okay, look in the bleachers, see if you can find your family and your friends and all of the people who are here to support you. And on the count of three, in whatever language it is you speak with them, I want you to shout as loudly as you can, thank you. Ready? One, two, three. Thank you. Okay, you can turn back around and sit down. I want to pause now for another moment, a serious moment, to remember the Cornellians whose graduation this should have been, and the people we wish could have been here to celebrate with us today, whom we remember with an empty chair on the field. Thank you. A little over 4 years ago, August 24th, 2019, the new members of the undergraduate class of 2023 arrived here at Schoellkopf Field for the first time. You had a lot on your mind. You were thinking about your orientation schedules and your swim tests, about unpacking your rooms, meeting your roommates, and saying goodbye to your families, who might have been a little more emotional about things than you were. In fact, that might be true today as well. You were about to set off on something completely different from anything you'd ever done before. You were excited, you were nervous, and you were probably a little scared. Not all of you sitting on the field today were here then. Some of you came to Cornell as transfer students. Many of you are graduating with graduate and professional degrees. But what I said to our newest Cornellians back then applied equally to all of you. I said that in just a few years, May 2023 to be precise, you'd be back here in Schoellkopf in caps and gowns waiting to receive your degrees. I said that when that day came around, you'd be different people. Your time here would have changed you. Your Cornell educations would have helped you develop not only a capable intellect, but also a mature conscience. Would have prepared you not only for your careers, but for your lives as citizens of your nation and the world. But all of that would only happen if you put in the effort, because education is not a passive activity. So I gave you a piece of advice. Who remembers what I told you to do? Take off your headphones! I asked you to take off your headphones. I asked you not to shut yourself off from what was around you, to be present in the moment, to connect to people and experiences, to engage deeply with the knowledge and the ideas that you would encounter here, to seek out people who were different from you and listen to their points of view, even and especially when you disagreed with them. I reminded you that it was okay and normal to struggle sometimes, that a Cornell education is rigorous, and if you've never struggled here, it probably meant you weren't pushing yourself hard enough. And I told you not to be afraid of the difficult or the uncomfortable, to embrace new challenges, learn from your failures, and recognize that a Cornell degree is distinguished in important part because a Cornell education is hard. Whether you're celebrating your bachelor's degree or your master's, becoming a doctor of laws or a veterinary medicine, or entering into the community of scholars as a newly minted doctor of philosophy, you're a different person than you were when you arrived here. Like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, you started down a path when you couldn't see where it would end. And like Dorothy, you kept going, even as you met challenges along the way, some of which you'd never have imagined. There's a lot about Dorothy's journey that mirrors life, which is probably why the music is such a classic, and one that we see differently at different stages in our own lives. When I first saw it in second grade or so, I found Dorothy's journey from the Kansas prairie to the wonders of Oz and back again captivating, but also perplexing. I loved the songs, and I loved how the movie changed from black and white into glorious Technicolor. But there were also flying monkeys, and they terrified me, right? Who was terrified by the flying monkeys? Yeah, they're terrifying. And those monkeys and my fear raised some real questions in my 7-year-old brain about what exactly was going on with the main characters. I mean, I understood why the Tin Man wanted a heart, and I completely got why the Scarecrow wanted a brain, but what did it mean to want courage? A heart let you feel, a brain let you think, but courage? Those monkeys were coming after Dorothy to bring her to the Wicked Witch of the West. How is courage, this abstract idea, going to change that reality? Well, let's fast forward, in my case, about 50 years, from flying monkeys to faculty meetings. I had just been named president of Cornell, but I hadn't started yet, and I was talking to a group of faculty at my previous university about academic careers. One of them asked me, "Aren't you scared about this new job?" Now, I don't remember what I said, but I do remember what I thought. Obviously, I'm scared. Your point? How could I not be scared? I was taking a job that would put me squarely in the public light. What if I made a significant mistake and humiliated myself? Even worse, I was taking a job where my decisions would impact tens of thousands of people. What if I made the wrong decision in a way that had a negative impact on some or even all of those lives? And remember, this was before I could have imagined the kinds of decisions I was making a few years later. I never could have imagined thinking about whether and how to reopen a campus during a pandemic. So yes, I was scared. To have been anything else would either have been incredibly ignorant or incredibly arrogant. But by then, I learned something that I hadn't known back when my understanding of courage was informed by wicked witches and flying monkeys. I understood that courage doesn't mean not being scared. It means having the capacity to move forward despite being scared. And I'd also learned that if you don't take risks, if you don't walk intentionally, thoughtfully into situations that will challenge you and that are therefore inherently scary, then you are not going to have the impact on the world that you could, and you're not going to feel personally satisfied. Any new step, any big step, carries risks. The risks I faced in coming to Cornell weren't flying monkeys in a movie. They were real. Scary? Sure, but I believe deeply and always had in higher education and its power to transform lives. And it was the experience that I'd accumulated over time, experience doing things that were scary and that challenged me, that made me able and willing to take risks for the things that mattered to me. And that gave me the courage to move forward. Just like it did the Cowardly Lion, who, by the time he makes it back to the Emerald City, isn't cowardly at all. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because all of you are going out into new roles. You've passed a milestone on your own yellow brick roads, and you are heading on to do whatever comes next. And whether that's more education or a new job or taking time to explore, it's scary. What if you make the wrong choice? What if you make a mistake and embarrass yourself? What if you make a mistake and it ends up harming someone else? What if? But ask, what if you hadn't taken that scary step you took so long ago of coming here to Cornell? Ask, what if you hadn't pushed yourself while you were here to try those things that were new and intimidating and that stretched you in ways that are hard and uncomfortable? As Cornellian Ann Chow, the former CEO of AT&T Business, put it, at Cornell, she said, I was uncomfortable a lot, and I learned that comfort was not the objective, and courageousness was required. I learned that courage is actually the opposite of comfort. Now, I want to be clear, we all need places and people and experiences in our lives that are comfortable. That's part of being human. But if you try to arrange your whole life to be comfortable, if you try to avoid all the situations and experiences that make you uncomfortable, if you shy away from whatever scares you, I can assure you that you will not end up satisfied. So when there are opportunities to do things that are meaningful to you, when you see the chance to contribute, to stretch yourself, grab them. Even though, and maybe even especially because they're uncomfortable. Because that's how you develop courage. That's how you learn to handle the next challenge and the next one, how you grow and learn and find yourself moving confidently forward. And that's how you make a difference to the world around you and the people in it. At Cornell, you've learned so much more than the knowledge and skills required for your diplomas. You've learned how to live in and appreciate a diverse community, to engage across difference, to listen to others, and to speak your own mind. You've learned, I hope, to value free expression, that indispensable condition, as Supreme Court Justice Benjamin Cardozo put it, upon which all other freedoms are based. All of that, everything you've learned here, has helped shape the person you've become, and you will draw on all of it in the years ahead. You're going out into a world where many people feel that their voices aren't being heard, and it's not always comfortable to hear voices with which you disagree. It takes courage to really listen to people who are saying things that are at odds with the beliefs you hold most dearly. But at Cornell, you've developed the courage it takes to do that because you know how much it matters. You know that the effort is worthwhile. You've learned to move forward even when it's uncomfortable and hard and scary. Our democracy depends on that ability, on our ability and willingness to push ourselves outside of our places of comfort and to try and understand people who see the world differently. Perhaps what we all need is to seek comfort less and courage more. Because when we do, when we understand the value not only of our hearts, not only of our brains, but also of our courage, that's when we'll be able to do the most we can with everything we have sought and found in this, our own green city on the hill. Congratulations, Cornellians. May the educations you began here never truly end. May they continue on throughout your lives, wherever they may take you. And may the knowledge and the ethos you gained here forever guide your paths. Cornell will always be a part of you, just as you will always be a part of Cornell. Congratulations again.
Thank you, President Pollack, for those very inspiring words. The Cornell University Chorus and Glee Club will now perform Beati Quorum Via by Charles Villiers Stanford.
Equal.
will now proceed to the conferral of degrees. The first group to be presented to the President for conferral of degrees are those who have fulfilled the requirements for degrees in the Cornell Graduate School. Will the Dean of the Graduate School, Catherine J. Bohr, please come forward? Will the candidates for the doctoral degree please rise and the degree marshals come to the base of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Graduate School, having fulfilled the requirements for the degrees of Doctor of Philosophy, Doctor of Sciences of Law, or Doctor of Musical Arts.
Thank you, Dean Bohr. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the doctoral degree appropriate to your field of advanced study and research with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Cornell University welcomes the new doctoral graduates to the ancient and universal company of scholars. Will the doctors please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the candidates for the master's degree in studies that have been directed by the graduate school please rise and the degree marshals come to the base of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Graduate School, having fulfilled the requirements for the master's degree, be it Master of Arts, Master of Fine Arts, Master of Food Science, Master of Industrial and Labor Relations, Master of Landscape Architecture, Master of Professional Studies, Master of Public Health, Master of Regional Planning, or Master of Science.
Thank you, Dean Bohr. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the master's degree to which you are entitled with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the master's graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? I'm a little nervous about announcing the next college. Will the Dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine, Lauren Warnick, please step forward? Will the candidates for the degree Doctor of Veterinary Medicine please rise and the degree marshals come up to the base of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor to present these candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the College of Veterinary Medicine, having fulfilled the requirements for the degree of Doctor of Veterinary Medicine.
Thank you, Dean Warnick. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degree Doctor of Veterinary Medicine with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the doctors of veterinary medicine please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the Cornell Law School Dean of Students, Markeisha Minor, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degrees of Doctor of Law, Master of Laws, and Master of Laws in Law, Technology, and Entrepreneurship from the Cornell Law School. Please rise, and the degree marshals, please come to the base of the platform.
President Pollack, on behalf of Dean O'Lean, I have the honor of presenting these candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Cornell Law School, having fulfilled the requirements of the degree of Doctor of Law, Master of Law, and Master of Law in Law, Technology, and Entrepreneurship.
Thank you, Dean Minor. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degree of Doctor of Law, Master of Laws, or Master of Laws in Law, Technology, and Entrepreneurship with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats. Next are the candidates for college degrees. Will the two class marshals representing the senior class please come to the base of the platform? Will the senior associate dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Michelle Smith, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Arts from the College of Arts and Sciences please rise, and the degree marshals please come to the base of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the College of Arts and Sciences, having fulfilled the requirements of the degree Bachelor of Arts.
Thank you, Dean Smith. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degree Bachelor of Arts with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Graduates, please be seated, and the degree marshals return to their seats. Will the dean of the Cornell Ann S. Bowers College of Computing and Information Science, Kavita Bala, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Engineering, Bachelor of Science, and Bachelor of Arts from the Cornell Ann S. Bowers College of Computing and Information Science please rise, and the degree marshals come to the base of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these innovative candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Cornell Ann S. Bowers College of Computing and Information Science, having fulfilled the requirements of the degrees of Master of Engineering, Bachelor of Science, and Bachelor of Arts.
Thank you, Dean Bala. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degree of Master of Engineering, Bachelor of Science, or Bachelor of Arts with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the dean of the College of Engineering, Lyndon Archer, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degrees of Master of Engineering and Bachelor of Science from the College of Engineering please rise? And will the degree marshals please come to the base of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these candidates, duly recommended by the faculty of the College of Engineering, having fulfilled the requirements for the degrees of Master of Engineering and Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Archer. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degree of Master of Engineering or Bachelor of Science with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated and the class marshals and degree marshals return to their seats? This concludes the conferral of degrees. Please be seated while the Glee Club and chorus sing the evening song.
When the sun fades far away,
stand for the singing of the alma mater with the Cornell University Chorus and Glee Club, accompanied by the Barbara and Richard T. Silver Wind Symphony.
Far above, can you guess what's
This concludes the commencement ceremony for these degree candidates of the 155th graduating class of Cornell University. We thank you for joining us today and congratulate all of our new graduates.